Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far, yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you on. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been paying for.
Church gospel radio station, but we praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Amen. It's fan favorite night. All our listeners, favorite songs. You hear your songs are coming. We'll start with our Old and New Testament scriptures. Old Testament comes from Psalm 109, chapter 1 through 8 verse. Psalm 119, verse through 8 verse. And it reads, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do not wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down prospects that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an all right heart as I learn your righteousness laws. I will obey your decree. Do not utterly forsake me." New Testament comes from Revelations, first chapter, 4 to 8 verse. And it reads, John, to the seven churches in the presence of Asia, praise and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the people on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. May God bless the reading of his word. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings bestowed upon us. We thank you for families. We thank you, God, bless through this pandemic season and continued blessings. We thank you for the nation and we thank you for waking up this morning, touching us being love, showing us things you want us to do. Lord, I ask you to look upon the sick and the shut-in and all need of your prayer. Remind us that as long as we look up to you and you and us, all things will be blessed. In your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yes. And we'll start out our fan favorite songs.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Come on. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon playing these games. We need a word for the people.
Repair my mind.
Repair my heart.
Amen. You must believe all things from God. You believe when slicing, when the sun shines, you know God is here. Amen. Amen. Praise Him. Our scripture now will come from John 14, chapter 9 to 12 verse. John 14, chapter 9 through 12, verse. And it reads, Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is in the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe of the evidence of the works themselves. Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me through the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. May God bless the views of his word. We'll continue our fan favorite gospel music.
Thank you. living this moment. starting now. The things that hurt you in the past will control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Thank you.
Songs, glorious songs. I'm sure all fan favorites and others got some glorious songs here. Tomorrow we'll have another episode of Gospel Music and Bible Scriptures. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. And remember, if you've forgotten, remember, where is your faith?
I heard a conversation the other day between two Christians. One was a backslider and he'd lost his faith in Christ. He began to tell the Christian about his experiences, and this is what he said. He said, I've been so sick, in and out of the hospital, just from one sickness to the other. And the Christian said, tell me about it. And as they talked, the backslider said, I don't even think I can go there. And the Christian said, where is your faith? Tell me where is your faith in God? You see, he knew it was impossible to please the Lord without faith. And he kept on talking. Backslider said, I'm in trouble. I've got a case and I'm going to court next week. I don't have a good lawyer to plead my case. And I'm worried. Don't know which way to turn. The Christian said again, where is your faith? Gotta learn how to trust him. Tell me where is your faith? In God. They kept on talking. Christian wanted to find something that would encourage the man. The man said, and now I've been sick so long, I've lost my job. Christian said, let's talk about it. The man said, well, since I've been out of work and been sick, all my bills are past due. Christian said, I know what you're talking about. Where is your faith? Stretch out on your faith. Know exactly what the man was going through. They kept on talking.
The man said that just laying around with the wrong crowd and getting out of the church, I picked up a bad habit. Christian said, well, tell me about it. He said, I think I'm hooked, and it doesn't seem like I can break free. The man said, don't you know God specializes?
Just like the Christian told that man, try your faith.